This is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. Welcome to episode 83 of Amy Talks About Stuff. My topic for today is shop local. Before work today, I am going to go out to my favorite local store, which is called The Green Spot, and get cat food, because I'm running out of it, and I did not plan my inventory very well, something I'm trying to get better at. The Green Spot is an independent, natural and organic cat food store owned by two sisters who live here in Omaha, and I would like to say, for the record, that I am proud to be a patron there, and to buy cat food that my friends whom I adopted my cat from recommended to me. Actually, I realize I ought to backtrack a little bit, because I don't know for sure that everybody listening to this right now also listened to the most recent season of Dog Days of Advent. I believe I may have mentioned during that most recent season of Dog Days of Advent that on December 12th of 2018, or 14th, it was a Wednesday, I finally adopted a cat. I never had any dogs or cats growing up. This is my first time. She's a black cat with a little tuft of white fur at the end of her tail. Her name is Shuri, after the Princess of Wakanda from Black Panther. And I really love having a cat. If I'd realized I was going to love it so much, I would have adopted one years ago. And so that is a good thing that has been going on in my life, in case, for those of you who didn't already know about this. And I'm pretty sure I'm preaching to the choir here, probably, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this anyway. I'm proud to shop at an independent, one-of-a-kind, locally-owned store for several reasons, one of which is precisely because it is one-of-a-kind, and it's interesting, and it's owned by two sisters who are passionate about what they do, and even the, and I believe, or as far as I can tell, even the regular employees there are also passionate about what they do, and are happy to see me and are very helpful. If I'm going to buy something, like cat food, on a regular basis, I would like it to be through someone who is doing it for their own living independently, and to be more directly supporting real people, as opposed to indirectly through a larger company. Small independent companies put me a lot closer to the people whom I'm supporting with my retail dollars, making it possible for them to make their living. And that makes me proud, and that direct and more personal person-to-person support, in my eyes, is what makes a community strong. I could make this more polished if I rehearsed it, but as with most of my podcasts, I did not rehearse anything. I think that's about all I have to say for today. Tomorrow's episode will be recorded in the evening Central Time again, after I have finished my Habitat for Humanity Young Professionals meeting. This is another recurrence of an event that happened last year, so it's going to be another sequel to one of my episodes from last year. Really enjoying listening to everyone's podcasts still, and I look forward to enjoying some more of them overnight tonight. I'll talk to you later. Bye!